But I went out yesterday during Black Friday.
To buy stuff?
So
you know that we're in solidarity with the workers? We're uniting. We're not supposed to buy anything. We weren't supposed to go out on Black Friday.
We're also not
supposed to eat at McDonald's.
Okay, well, I didn't do that, so we're good there. No, I mean, other than the biscuit I had a couple weeks ago, or months ago at this point. But no, anyways, I went out because it was mainly a thing of I didn't realize it was Black Friday until I was halfway there.
Oh my God.
Because I just wasn't really thinking about it.
Where were you going?
I wanted to go to JCPenney's. I just wanted to get myself a new suit coat and some other stuff. Didn't get a suit coat.
So you're going to the mall?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. It was dumb. But
I can only imagine.
The thing that got me is sometimes people just confound me because I did my shopping, got what I needed, and there's a long ass line, of course.
Yeah.
And we're in this long ass line. And the check stand that we're coming up to has two sides. There's a front and a back side, and the people for the long ass line are going to both sides. And so when I got up there, I got directed to the back side, right? And so I go up to the back, I'm on the back side, and while I'm checking out, this dude comes along, he's like, "Hey, excuse me?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "So is there there's two lines, right? So I can just get in here?" And I'm like, "Do you think that everybody in this store is an idiot and there's two check stands and everybody just waited in line for this one and you're the only smart man in the store?" Because he's just like, "I can just get in line here." And she's like, "No, it's the same line." And I was just like, sometimes people just, they saddened me, Robert.
Well, welcome to Talking It, episode 11. I'm your host, Robert, and with me, of course, is Donnell.
How you doing, Robert?
Yeah, Black Friday.
It was a mistake. I didn't realize. Like I said, I got in my car, and I was like, "All right, let's just go. I need to get some stuff. It's the weekend. I got a day off." And then it was like halfway, because there wasn't traffic on the road, actually. There wasn't really traffic on the road. But literally, like halfway there, I'm just sitting in my car. I'm like, Is today Black Friday? And I was like, "Oh crap!"
Well, you would know this if you hadn't disappointed your mother and not gone to Thanksgiving at her place.
I didn't. C said I didn't have to come, and so I didn't.
Yeah,
and
she was still disappointed you weren't there. That's
C was perfectly fine.
That's what they say. They're
C
like, "No,
said
it's fine,
C was
honey.
Glad I wasn't coming." Shut up. Well, what about you? What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
I went to my neighbor's.
Okay,
she made a turkey
nice.
And some stuffing. And I made some bread and some mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And yeah.
Nice.
I usually do the Christmas dinner and she'll do the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
You know, because I ain't got nobody.
Know what I had for Thanksgiving dinner? Steak and potatoes.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I was like, why the hell do turkey?
I got a steak waiting for me as soon as I finish Thanksgiving leftovers.
Man.
Anyway, what else been going on with you, man? I haven't seen you because I've been on vacation, which we'll talk about shortly.
Let's see. There was something I had. Oh, my brain just stopped working. I can't remember what it was. It's sad.
Nothing going on with you, Donald.
Nothing going on. As far as I can tell, I guess.
You're just working hard.
It will come back to me, I'm sure.
Spending your paychecks on crazy pocket computers.
Like. Hey, don't diss the pocket computer. It is fantastic.
Yeah,
man.
But geez. It is cool. It is cool. But
Robert, I'm at a place in my life where I have everything I need. Like,
apparently not.
literally, I own my own house. I mean, I'm paying it off. So I own my own house. I own my own car. I have my pets. I got the stuff. So
they've been
like,
spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Dog is still insane. Like, so I
that
bought,
dog's never gonna calm down.
I bought a table, living room table, so I have one for me. I had to put it together, which that is a pain in the butt. But like the dog, and I'm just like I've had dogs before. I've had two other dogs, and they're very much, for the most part, they're very much food driven. Like.
Yeah.
If you have food, I'll do this. And everything that involves food, I want to be involved in. Like, if they see you making food. But other than that, a lot of times, dog will be like, "Hey, I'm over here doing my..." Like, unless you're playing with them, "I'm over here doing my thing, and you're doing your thing. And since that thing doesn't pertain food, I don't care." This dog has to be in every bit of business. Because, I got him set up, gave him a bone, and he's on his bed chewing. I'm like, "Cool, I'm going to put together this table." And I start I go to open the box. He goes, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Nothing. It's a box. Just chill." And I get the box open. And as I'm going, pulling out the pieces, he has to, every piece I pull out of the box, he's like, "What's this? What's that?" And I'm just like, It's a piece of wood. For fuck's sake. I was like, calm down. I just was like, I can't do this. I just put him up in his kennel because I just couldn't do it. He just was like, what's this? What's that? Is that a screwdriver? I'm like, it doesn't matter. None of this smells like food to you. I know you have a better nose than me. You know it's not food. I'm like, leave it alone.
But it's new and it's in his space.
Apparently, it's just, he would not stop. But anyway, so yeah, I bought a table. So one is on Amazon. So Amazon has this, you know, express shipping, right? And so it's express shipping for this table is like, I ordered it last week.
My God, I cannot imagine it's shipping on a table.
No, it's free shipping.
Oh.
But
oh, okay.
Because
nice.
Of Amazon. But using their Prime shipping, they're like, yeah, we can't get it to you till because of the size of this thing. We can't get it to you. I ordered it last Monday. And like, we can't get it to you till next Monday. Or that's what their Prime shipping said.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
But their regular shipping said they could get it to me any time between Wednesday and next Monday. So Prime shipping was like hard Monday. Regular shipping was like Wednesday to Monday. So I selected regular shipping and it came on Saturday. I was just like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
So it came and I'm putting it together. And I got to have my, am I stupid moment?
Boy, that's fast, by the way.
It was.
Got that table that fast.
It was. I was like, I was expecting it to come on Monday.
I'm thinking that was
Monday.
Like 2 to 4 weeks.
It's Amazon. They're a terrible company.
Hey, well, yeah. That's, well, we got. I mean, we got supply chain issues, man. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a lot of people ordering tables.
But yeah, so I was putting it together, and I just had that moment where you're like, "Am I the idiot? I'm the idiot," because I was putting together a table, and it's this cool little table. It has two compartments on top, one that slides out to the right.
Okay.
And then you got a little insert thing, and then it has one that lifts up and brings the table to you.
Okay.
So like eating or using on the couch. Really nice. So I'm putting it together, and you got to put the mechanism in there, and I'm putting on the lifting part. And as I'm putting it in there, like everywhere else on this table, like when there's a screw hole, even if there's some that needed a little bit of drilling, like the screws or the type of self-drilling, there was at least a marked indicator like this is where it goes.
Yeah.
And when I'm putting in this mechanical part to lift up, There's just nothing. There's no screw hole. So I'm just kind of going at it blind and like looking at the instructions. And I'm like, this is so dumb.
Upside down. Why would
you put the marks everywhere else, but not at this one piece? But this is kind of a vital piece. Like everything else is stationary, but this is like, you don't get this right. And I'm just grumpy. And I'm just like, I get it in there. And then like I had to attach the actual tabletops. And when I go to attach the tabletops, because like it's two pieces, like I said, one slides up to the right and one lifts up. So it's two different pieces you have to attach. I get the part that slides up, lined up. And then I just cannot get this the lifting part lined up. I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And then I like go and I'm like, did I put this on backwards?
Did you put the bottom on the top or the top on the
bottom? No, basically it was facing the wrong way. So instead of like if you had the table like to the left and it's supposed to lift to the left, I had it where it's trying to lift to the right and stuff. But yeah, so I go and I unscrew it, pull it out, and then I look, and when I flip it away on the right direction, I'm like, hey, look, there's pre-drilled holes that were there the whole time that if I would have had this in right, I would have noticed.
That's not like IKEA where it has like the whole booklet and stuff?
I mean, it has a booklet, but it's just, you know, you got some pictures, and the pictures only show you putting the table or putting that mechanism in the table. It doesn't show you which way it needs to face.
Fair enough.
But yeah, like I said, it was very much a... When I noticed there weren't holes, I should have been like, maybe this is the wrong direction. But instead, I did the stupid man thing. Oh, no, I got this. I know what I'm doing.
So, like, were the holes on the side or the bottom? Or the
Well, so basically, it had, like, the way it was is, like, the holes were, because there was, like, a left, a right, and then, like, two in the middle. But the two in the middle, like, one is the left
on
and the right.
On the bottom or the edges?
On the edges, so on the side. And so, even though there was a left and a right, when you had it in backwards, the left and the right didn't line up with their opposites, and then also the ones in the middle were completely off. And so, like, I don't know, like I said, because everything else had a hole, and I was like, because one thing I just kept saying,
at least you didn't break out the drill and make a hole.
But still, my thing, the one thing I kept selling, well, no, there are holes now for those other things, because I did get it screwed all the way in. Yeah. I made holes with the screws, and that was another thing. I was like, why is it so hard if this is what they want me to do? Well, again, like I said, the fact that A, everything else had a hole, and this one piece didn't, and also that it was so much work to force these screws in without getting a drill, that It should have been like, no, maybe this isn't what you should be doing. Maybe you should take it. Instead of just
He had dog problems.
Yeah, he was in the kennel at this point. Blame it on the dog. I wish I could. No, it was this was one of those moments where I was like, you know, I try to pride myself when using common sense and not being dumb, but we're all idiots from time to time, Robert. And I for sure was an idiot because I was just, oh my gosh.
So,
you've been on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing I did actually, real quick before I get to you, is I did my I guess it's now a yearly thing, it's only the second time, but did my pumpkin bread delivery.
Yep, I got some. It was excellent.
And I went to see your boss, who was my old boss.
Yep.
And gave her a loaf. And she was very much, when I was talking to her, and I was like, I'm trying to get Robert his bread. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's like, that douchebag took 2 weeks off. I can't believe it.
She made me take 2 weeks. Well, she didn't make me, but she let it happen. She could have said no. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was just like, Robert's just been out of the office forever. He's like, all right, I was just like, yeah.
Yeah. So my boss, who we're talking about.
Your boss.
She kept bringing up on morning meetings, like, hey, everybody's got vacation time and you gotta use it before the end of the year. So I scheduled a week off when no one else had a week off.
Yep.
And then I realized I had way too much vacation. And I was like, well, you know, there's like Veterans Day before that. Right. So I'll just take that Friday too. And then it's like, oh, well, next week is Thanksgiving. No one's taking that off. So I'll take that week off too. So it's like I end up with 2.5 weeks off. And it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I had a party. I don't know if a big party, mm-hmm. but a party.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you were at.
It was a good time.
Where I set up a little nightclub in my back room. Yeah. Which is fantastic.
That nightclub was very good success, Robert.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. You got the little jukebox going, music, lights. It's a legit, and like I said, you even have the bar. Like, it's a legit nightclub, mini nightclub, but it's legit.
I can throw a party. I can throw a party. That's just been kind of like put together over the years. So after that, I was like, well, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta do something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can't just sit around the house for 2 weeks. I mean, I can, but you know, I'm pretty good at it. And originally I was going to drive to Chicago from Seattle and go see the Sears Tower, which I guess is called the Willis Tower now, which is my favorite building.
Okay.
I'm going to take a whole bunch of pictures of it with my fancy camera. And I was like checking the weather leading up to it, being like checking if the roads are going to be icy and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I had to drive through like North Dakota and, you know, Montana and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and then Chicago's probably snowy too. And it was like, snow not bad. It's like, I wake up the morning to go. And I go outside and my car is frosted over for the first time of the year. And I'm like, okay, let's check the weather report. Snowstorm hits all the major roads and passes that I need to go to.
Yep.
So I said, fuck it, I'm going to San Francisco.
Mm.
So I just, instead of driving to Chicago, I just got the car and drove to San Francisco. You can do that shit in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 13 goddamn hours.
I've done it.
So I drove to San Francisco, which I've been to a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I've done like the full tour with people who lived there before.
Yep.
But when I got there, I went to Amoeba Records, which is a very famous record store with just like 200,000 records.
Yeah.
You know, big deal. And then I got in there and then I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And then there was a Goodwill nearby. So the idea was I'm going to drive to San Francisco. And this would have been the same if I had driven to Chicago. Do one thing there and then immediately start driving back, hitting up as many antique malls as I can on the way.
Yeah.
So I go to, you know, or thrift stores or Goodwills, you know, whatever. Just pick clean the used stuff of others.
Yep.
So I go to Amoeba, and then right down the street, there's a Goodwill, which I hit up, which was just like, of course, I mean, this is like, this is Haight & Ashbury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Goodwill there is just picked clean and overpriced, and, you know, whatever, because it's not 1960s anymore. And then I go to another place, and I spend like an hour driving around trying to find parking.
Oof.
And I just say, fuck it, and I get out of the city.
Yeah.
I drive over to Sacramento. And the first place I go to, I found an amazing lamp, which I'll post on our
you got to.
Instagram. which is just fantastic, which I got for $35, which is like a lamp that should cost like $400 or $500.
What's its name?
Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Yep. Big Mama.
Yeah.
anyway, so I got that, and I got a couple of other items. I got a shirt and a little vase, like a little black ceramic vase. Now keep this in mind. So I've got the, she wraps the vase in the shirt,
right,
and then puts it in a plastic bag. Let's put a hold on that plastic bag situation.
Okay.
Which we will come back to.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, so I work my way up the coast. A friend of mine in Portland messaged me when she saw us in San Francisco, and I'm like, oh yeah. And I thought she was in Texas. And then we like arranged for me to come by Portland and see them and whatnot. So yeah, I hit up a bunch of other antique malls, some places, most places I didn't find anything, but I got a pretty big haul.
Yeah,
as you can see on the table, a bunch of vases and a picture and a new gravy boat and a couple of other lamps, which are cool. For those that don't know, my nightclub is called the Lamp Lounge.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch of lamps back there because it was the best way to light the room. And now I'm like, well, now I just need more lamps to fill it out.
Exactly. I mean, essentially,
I have 8 lamps now.
Yeah.
Which is an obscene number of lamps for one room.
Yeah. But I mean, essentially, what you need is enough lamps where the dance floor is taken up by them and people are tripping over lamps.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what I'll never forget is at one of the places I found an Eames chair. For $600. An Eames chair. Look this up. Eames chair. It is the most comfortable motherfucking thing ever. It is amazing Art Deco style. And an Eames chair normally would cost you $6,000 to $10,000.
What is it?
Just however you want to do Eames, and just Eames, Eames chair. Like knockoffs are like $6,000.
Oh damn! Look at that.
Yeah, doesn't that thing look imagine?
$5,095.75. I love that there's 75 cents.
Yeah, like, yeah. Really, just get it on the nose there.
Like, why?
You can find really, really cheap knockoffs for a couple of grand. But anyway, I've always wanted one, and I found one for $600. But I took measurements, and no way it'd fit in my car.
Because
I drive a little Honda CRZ. Is not fitting an Eames chair.
No.
And that's in Rockland, California. So I'm never going back to Rockland, California, and that Eames chair is never going to be there.
You lucky listener can if you're in there.
Yeah. I can't remember that antique store, the big antique mall around Rockland, California, has a lot of great stuff in it, including a cheap Eames chair, which is insane.
So yeah, Eames chair, $5,095.75, or you can buy the Amazon knockoff mid. It's just called Mid Century Lounge, and it's $639.99.
I bet it's a piece of
yeah.
Crap,
I must say
though.
Something tells me it's crappy because there's no way you can make a chair of the same quality for that much cheaper.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I stopped at a bunch of places. Now I've decided that there's something I am never, ever, ever going to do again in my whole life.
Okay.
That is drive through Mount Shasta at night.
Ooh, yeah.
I can count on my hand all the times that I've ever been in real danger.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are on Mount Shasta at night. So a number of years ago, I drove from San Diego to Seattle.
Right.
And I had to drive through Mount Shasta, and it was super heavy fog, like a whiteout fog.
Mm-mm.
It was a crazy experience. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was like I was coming up on like the pass, like, you know, you could like see that you were going to like peek up to the top. And all of a sudden, all like just hundreds of 18 wheelers were pulling to the side as we were like coming up to this like peak here. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? Why are all these, this is an obscene number of 18 wheelers pulled to the side of the road. As soon as I got like over that hump, just white out conditions, just, oh man, couldn't see more than like 4 feet in front of the car.
Yeah.
I've got my hazards on going like 20 miles an hour. And yeah, so this is the first time.
So real quick, I was gonna say talking about whiteout. So when I got my dog from Idaho.
Okay.
And me and my friend decided to basically we're just going there, getting them, coming back. Like one day, yeah. Let's do this. 13 hours in the car. And we leave, and it was winter time, and there was some heavy, heavy fog. Kind of the same thing. But eventually we were going up a mountain. Eventually we came out, and the top of the road was above the fog. But you could just see this like heavy fog just hanging over this valley. So we drove down into the valley, and in that valley there's a little town. So that was like at, I don't know, it was like probably driving through there around 11 p.m. or 11 a.m., right? So we go get my dog, you know, we come down that hill, fog is clear and all that stuff. I'm like, cool, drive to Idaho, get the dog, it's sunny, driving back, and by the time we get back to the hill before we go down the valley, it is like 6 p.m., and we get up to the top of it, and we see that same heavy fog that was there this morning is just nestled in this valley, and we're just sitting into it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the people in this town don't even know a day happened. I was like, it has been thick, you know, 4 foot in front of your face fog all day, and they don't even know that today has happened. I was just like, damn, it was just so crazy to think like they just spent the whole day in this fog.
Foggy like, bottom. That's nah. Like... Oh my god.
Anyway, okay, so second time almost.
Yeah,
died.
Second time was this time, and at first there was not much fog. Right. And there really wasn't that much at all, not like the previous time.
Right.
You know, once I got up to kind of to the top, like coming down. And so I feel much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And there are little patches of fog, but I mean, like, not enough that I would really worry about it. And then it starts raining a little.
Okay.
And so I'm coming down a mountain.
Yep.
Steep slope. 18 wheelers are just barreling around corners like crazy. So I'm going about 65. And then I hit a little bit of fog, a little bit of a patch.
Right.
Right. And then it starts raining really heavy.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, turn the wipers up to full blast, which mm-hmm. I do. 2 seconds later, driver's side wiper nopes the fuck out.
Oof.
So I'm going 65 down this mountain, twist and turning. In the fog with the rain coming down, and I have no driver's side wiper. This is not.
No.
I managed to pull over, and luckily, where I pulled over was like it had like a kind of a turnout point.
Right.
Just so I wasn't like just right there.
Yeah.
You know, on the between the railing and, you know, like trying to fit my car between the railing and that yellow line, because these truckers are still coming through in this fog mm-hmm. going like 55, which I think is the max, some of them 60.
Yeah,
like fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna have a cigarette. Within an hour I had like 12 cigarettes. I was just like, fuck this. So anyway, so I got once I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm screwed. Who do I call at, you know, this late on a mountain, you know? Anyway, I finally get out of the car and I had my raincoat with me, and I like spent like 30 minutes like trying to remember how to take the wipers apart and put them back together and stuff. So yeah. I moved the passenger side to the driver's side and the back wiper to the passenger side, and so it's like a little dinky ones and stuff. And man, I just slinked down the mountain. Like the first gas station I came to was like they were all closed.
Yeah,
it's all rural Oregon, mm-hmm. you know.
That I hate that so much.
And just you know, yeah, and it yeah. Finally, I got down the mountain to Mount Shasta town or city or whatever, and
yeah.
just stayed for the night. When I woke up in the morning, I got new wipers, but it was like fuck all of that.
Yeah.
Man, never again.
I can't remember. So I had my friend, he lived in Vegas, and I used to regularly just take a road trip over to visit him. Well, and this was when I learned my lesson about it, but my very first time going to Vegas to visit him there, I was just driving, and I was just like, I looked at my GPS, and it had me just cutting across a corner of Oregon. And I am not a fan of Oregon and gas. Like, it's just annoying to me and dumb.
I hate it.
And
I hate it. Yeah. I try and drive all the way through Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I get gas just before I get to Oregon. and then try and get all the way through it without buying gas.
That's my last time I went. It was so funny. My last time, and this is actually my last time doing my road trip to Vegas to visit my friend because he lives back here now. But I did a whole, I did a loop. So I went to Idaho, then down to Vegas, over to LA, and then back up here. And so I checked to see what the last gas station before going to Oregon was, is got gas there, and literally I'm driving my the light comes on, and but I'm looking I'm almost there, I can see, like, it's like Vancouver, and I'm like, come on, keep it together. And I get into Vancouver, and I'm like it was really dumb of me, honestly, because my light had been on for a while, and I was like, I do not know how long I got. But and then, like, Vancouver,
it's
the
like
first
that Seinfeld
exit,
episode where he's like, it'll keep going, keep
the
going.
First exit, I get off, I'm like, where's a gas station? And there's like none right there. I had to like drive like a half a mile into town. I was like, what the hell is this? Why is there not gas? But anyways, got gas and stuff. But anyways, back to my first time.
Oh, by the way, I hate it when you're on the road and you see, like, you'll be on the highway and you'll see a sign that'll be like exit 67 for gas and food and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you get to like the end of the thing,
yeah,
like of the off ramp,
yeah,
and there'll be a sign that says like all this stuff 7 miles that way. I'm like, fuck
that is so,
like,
dumb.
Tell me that before I get off.
Like, but yeah, so in my first time going, I was like, I'm just going across the top of Oregon, and I'm like, I can make it. It's just a cut in the corner. I can make it, and I wasn't that smart. This is in my earlier days, and I realized I'm not going to make it. I got to stop. So I get off the freeway, and I'm like, need to get some gas. And I'm just like, I pull up my phone and I'm like, and it wasn't even that late. I think it was like 9 o'clock. And I'm just like, all these gas stations are closed.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean closed? I need gas. It's 9 o'clock. It's not midnight.
Yeah, but you can use the machine with your card and stuff. Oh, not even
that.
No.
Closed.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Gas stations closed here in Washington. Exactly. You can still swipe your card, get some gas. No. Closed. And I'm just like, what? So I drive. And then I see that one of the that said, it didn't say it was open or closed, but it was Safeway gas. I'm like, well, Safeway, it's the store's open, so the gas station's open, right? I get there and I see two people in a little booth. I'm like, sweet, people are here.
Yeah.
Let's go. So I pull up, and I park, and it's Oregon, so I'm sitting there. Nobody's coming. And so I'm like, do I get my own gas? Okay, that's cool. And they see me. They see me parked there. So I get out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some gas. So then I go up to the machine.
Oh, they get pissed.
I swipe my card. No one's coming, but I swipe my card. Start doing, everything's going as normal, right? Stuff. And then I go to grab the gas handle, and it is literally padlocked to the pump.
They're probably just watching through that window
closed.
Laughing at
and
you.
And so I kind of look at them, I'm like, and I kind of walk over, like, are you guys closed? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I've been here for 2 minutes. You couldn't have poked your head out real quick. But anyways, so then I went into the Safeway and I'm like, hey, I need to get gas. Where can I go? And the lady's like, you got to go to Dino Mart. And I'm like, Dino Mart? Like, yeah, you just go to
Dino
Mart. And I'm like, okay. And as I'm walking out, this lady's like, hey, stop. She's like, she means Sinclair Gas. You need to go to Sinclair Gas. And she's like, I'm like, oh, good. I'm glad you're here because your coworker was sending me to. I was like, I was looking on my phone. I was like, where the fuck is Dino Mart? And then I look up the stuff. But wait, so then.
Well, Dino Mart, Sinclair is like the big gas station in Oregon, and Dino Mart
is the
7-Eleven to the shell.
But
it's
not its official name. Like, if you look up Dino Mart, nothing comes up.
No.
But their mascot is a dinosaur, and like a lot of everyone calls it Dino Mart.
By the way, I'm a Loves guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like Loves. I got the coffee
Loves.
I like.
Yeah.
Not so much with the Sinclair.
No. Yeah. This is the only time I've gotten Sinclair. And the only reason why I do like Sinclair is, hey, at least they were open. But anyways, so I got to Sinclair. And once again, you can't pump your own gas. And so I pull up and I park. And the guy, I'm sitting there. And the guy comes out. And I give him my card. And the thing I think is ridiculous is, like, you give him the card.
Yeah.
He swipes the card. Then he turns and looks away while I put in my PIN. And I'm like, why can't I swipe my own card?
None of the guys I went, none of the places I went to, did they need my PIN?
Oh, they needed my PIN. But it was like, ridiculous. He swiped my card, and he was like, okay, you put in your PIN. I was like, I know how to swipe. And so then, you know, whatever. He's filling up my gas. And then, you know, some more cars pull in, so he's helping them. So here's the first annoyance. Like I said, I hate waiting for them to come. I hate waiting them to do it. But also, it's like, my gas gets done, and I'm just sitting there.
Yeah. No, I had a couple of situations like that. Like, I went to one where, like, the guy was attending, like, 9 cars.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
waiting for him to come back.
What the fuck, man? And, yeah. And then I had to wait for, like, a solid 3 minutes for once it was done pumping for him to come do the thing. And they, every single one of them was like upset that they were, my gas tank was small. So I have a small car. I have a small hybrid.
Yeah.
It gets like about 400 miles to the tank, about 40 miles mm-hmm. an hour, a gallon, right? So it's a 10-gallon tank. And I try and keep it half full.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like it to let it go much under half before I hit up a gas station. You know, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, every time they were like, only 4 gallons? Is that right? This is something broken? And I was like, no, dude, a small tank. Look, my car is tiny.
You're screwing with their system, right? I bet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then the guy finally comes back and he after about a minute, you know, gets another thing. And he's standing there looking at me like he wants a tip. And I was like,
yeah, are you supposed to tip them? I don't think you're supposed to tip them.
No, I think you are a lot of the time.
I don't tip them.
I don't either. And I never will. No offense to you, gas station worker, but I always say this. I only tip for two things. You're doing something I can't do, or you're doing something I don't want to do. Like if I go to a restaurant and get a good steak, I can cook a good steak, but right now I don't want to. So you did it for me. Here's a tip. Yeah. Or if I go to a restaurant and you cook me something I can't make, you know, it takes a lot of skills. Here's a tip. But I'm not tipping you for pumping my gas. Because if it was up to me, I would just pump my gas. Yeah. And so I was like, but he just looked at me and I was like, bye. And just drove off. But yeah, after that experience, like that experience was the last straw for me where I was like, I'm never going to stop for gas. And now whenever I'm going to Oregon, just like you, I always last gas station before I enter the state, give me some gas. And then we'll just make it through.
But yeah, once I got through that, I hit a couple more places.
Yeah.
Went to Portland, saw my friend. We hit up, you know, some places around town, and the rest of the trip was pretty uneventful.
Mm-hmm.
Though that's when I watched Last Night in Soho, and I was lucky I watched it with someone who was ready to tear it apart because that was a terrible movie. But since then I've just been chilling and, you know, did Thanksgiving. And
all talk about
stuff.
This plastic bag, Robert.
The plastic bag.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're not
so
done with this.
So I get to my friend's house in Portland. Yes, thanks. See, that's why I have you remind me about the plastic bag.
You told me to, so I had it earmarked in the back of my head.
So yeah, so I'm like, I get there and I want to show her all the cool stuff that I found at the antique malls, and I go into my bag, where the plastic bag is with the mm-hmm. shirt and the vase, and I'm like, why is there glitter? And the bag that she wrapped the shirt in, my new nice shirt,
yeah,
and this vase full of glitter. My entire suitcase was glitter bombed. So I had to like wash all my clothes, and I just chunked. So the brunt of the attack
mm-hmm.
was taken by my like travel kit with like, you know, my razor and
yeah.
you know, all toothpaste and all, you know, all the stuff. It's like the perfect size.
Yeah.
I just had to throw that fucker away. There's no saving that thing.
Did you piss off the lady at this store?
No, I just think
did
she just great. No, we were having a great time talking. Like, I was the early customer. I was the first customer in, and, you know, like, I bought a bunch of stuff, and you know, I think she just was like, she was very helpful. She was wrapping stuff and finding me boxes and whatnot, and I think she just grabbed a bag that had glitter in it and didn't know it had glitter in it. But yeah, man. Oh, that travel kit. It was like big enough to hold like my hairspray.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, just perfectly fit everything in there.
Just God sad, damn it. Sad day, Robert.
Anyway. Ending on a sad note for this section.
Womp, womp.
When we come back after this commercial break, we'll talk about some news.
Mm. Hello, I'm Kai Bobby, co-host of the Rotten Treasure podcast, where I talk with my friend Jim O'Donnell and a special guest about movie franchises that arguably went on a little longer than they should have. Hey Jim, what movies do we review?
Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Home Alone 3, Home Alone 4, Taking Back the House,
Home Alone, Holiday Heist. We review more than just Home Alone movies.
Tremors, Tremors 2, Aftershocks.
Do we have any guests? Do we have guests, Jim?
Scott Campbell, Robert and Donnell from Watching It, Sarah Carter.
Okay, how do people find us on the internet, Jim?
Follow us at Rotten_Treasure on Instagram, at Rotten Treasure on Twitter, Rotten Treasure on Facebook.
Okay, all right. You know what? That's enough of your list. So, folks, if you still want to find us, you can listen to us on your preferred podcast app, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Podbean.com, Google Podcasts. Listen notes. Not SoundCloud.
As usual, the real fun conversation takes place on the break.
Exactly. You got to have something for ourself, Robert. Can't let the fans know everything.
What could it have been? What could it have been?
I don't never know. It's the best thing. And the best part is, we might just be making all this up.
Fuck you, Southern California. That's all I'm saying. Goddamn speed limits. Anyway, go on.
All right. So I got a little bit of news to go over, Robert. Got some weirdness.
As always, I have not been briefed on any of these stories prior to this reading.
We are going to start with Fox Business.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. And my question is, who and why? But Arby's.
Ooh, I had me some Arby's on my road trip. That's my special road food. Do I want to know this information?
It has nothing to do with your food.
Okay.
Because it says Arby's announces French fry flavored vodka.
And French fry. I tried this. Arby's.
The
restaurant.
The Arby's restaurant.
The 5 for 5 guys. Yes. Though I don't think they have that anymore.
Yeah, vodka. So it says vodka isn't usually served with French fries, which no duh. Arby's recently added
the hell not?
A variety of fries,
French fries all the time
to their menu to celebrate the event. The fast food chains announced a new type of booze that has a flavor inspired by the popular dish.
Hmm.
They are releasing
two. Now, wait. Does it taste like Arby's French fries?
Yes.
I don't know
because they're
that.
Releasing two flavors. They're releasing crinkly fry vodka. And okay. Curly fry vodka, which will be available in limited qualities November 18th and then again on November 22nd. Bottles cost $60. And I guess you said you'd try it, but I'm just like, no, why?
I just still can't get over that Arby's came up with this.
Arby's, they because Arby's is adding to their fries.
When can I buy this again?
You can not buy it. It's already passed.
God
sorry,
damn
Robert.
It.
We did talking too late.
And you didn't bring me. You're bringing this story to me, and you're not bringing me.
Not buying a bottle of Arby's fries for Arby fried vodka.
Oh, that's my phone.
Yeah, your phone.
Oh, I tell you what, man. I just went to Tampa Bay Fox 13 News, and that's when my phone started like sending shit tons of data somewhere and messing with
They're
the
like,
microphone.
We got him.
Yeah, I am on some list now. Cookies galore. Jesus Christ.
They're coming for you,
I'm
Robert.
Usually like browsing and looking stuff up on my phone. It doesn't interfere with the microphone.
Not
as soon as I go to the Fox
go
website, yep. It's like, God damn it. We got some some information to spread here. Like, fuck.
Oh man,
I'm gonna get like let's go Brandon text for the next week. It's like, we're gonna have to tell Trump if you don't give us money.
Can we interest you in some light succession?
Oh, my fucking god damn it. Yeah, a little light insurrection light, you know.
Just getting those emails.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize this article was from Fox Business. But the thing also that I think is kind of funny is when you look at like the Fox like as a whole, and they're trying to I can't remember. They're trying to sell it apart, but you can tell that the Fox News branch of Fox is like the crazy uncle of the Fox network.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah,
like Fox Sports and Fox Business are like, whoa, we're just talking about sports and the stock market. And Fox, what about the conspiracies? Like, whoa, we're not with him. We just want to talk about some stocks.
Yeah, because I remember they took like a lot of flack because their like election division like announced that Biden was president.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there nowhere like, I can buy this goddamn vodka?
You want a bottle.
Oh, shopping. Come on. Don't fail me now.
What are you looking for? Are you looking at Arby's
the
vodka?
Arby's French fry.
Let me see. Now, vodka. Taking a quick short or side stuff here, folks. Let me see if we can find a bottle of this stuff.
I'll figure it out. We can move on to the next thing.
I feel like, Robert, if you do find it, because it was such limited quantity, they're going to be charging you, man. They're not.
Yeah,
just...
I pay a little bit of money.
I mean, it's $60 to start, so I mean,
I pay $100 to figure out what this is about. I like vodka. Okay. I like French fries. I want to make you drink a shot of this.
No, I will not do a shot.
Not for the show.
If you mix, I don't do shots anymore. My doesn't go well for me. If you mix it with, if you make a mixed drink, I will drink that. I mean, in here it says, okay, no, okay, yeah. So it says, Arby's will also be releasing two signature Bloody Mary recipes that were developed with celebrity chef Justin Sutherland. The recipes, which will be revealed on the restaurant's social media channels, will incorporate. Okay, the recipes, which will be released on other media channels, will incorporate other popular Arby's items and sauces as well. So.
Szechuan sauce, flavored vodka.
I'm about to say, well, they're incorporating, so I'm just like, what, you're going to put like a blend up a beef and cheddar in there? What do you mean you're putting other items in this drink? Mozzarella stick garnish?
All right, there's an Arby's vodka website.
Okay, all right.
I got to put in my birthday. All right.
Robert's getting a bottle of this.
Which was recently. It happened on my road trip. Two people.
Robert's getting old, folks. He's falling apart before my eyes.
ain't that the damn truth, man. I took like some painkillers for my back before we sat down for this shit. I'm like, yes, wine, come to me. Numb my pain.
All right. Here's our second story. Coming from NBC News. Apparently, they're just all over the place. But their business news isn't because, and here we go. Woman claims strawberry Pop-Tarts don't have enough strawberries, sues for $5 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I read this one a little bit beforehand. Kellogg's being hit by a multi-million-dollar lawsuit alleging its whole grain frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts are deceiving customers, failing to warn them that strawberries are not the only fruit filling ingredient. Strawberries are the product's characterized ingredient since their amount of material bearing on the price of the consumer acceptance, and consumers expect that they are presented with an amount greater than other fruits, the suit assures. The plaintiff, Elizabeth Russell of New York, claims she would not have bought strawberry Pop-Tarts or would have only been willing to pay less than what she did had she known the truth. A similar suit was filed in August in Illinois by Spencer Sheehan, an attorney based in New York, and his Spencer Sheehan, because the similar suit was, they don't say that in his name, but Spencer Sheehan is the attorney representing both ladies, so he got them both together.
Okay. Class action, this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should all be able to. I've had some strawberry Pop-Tarts, and I
get in on it, Donna. Yeah. Call this guy up.
So yeah, Kellogg.
So there's strawberry in it, but there's other fruit in there, for flavoring.
Yeah. So Kellogg's whole grain frosted blueberry Pop-Tarts are also made with other fruits besides the namesake ingredient. In this case, apples and grapes. That's accepted because the front label, those front labels are marked naturally and artificially flavored, says Sheehan. He said Kellogg could add similar disclaimer to the strawberry Pop-Tarts, such as marking it as mixed fruit on the label or including a percentage of each fruit. So basically, they're saying the label, for whatever reason, the label on the strawberry Pop-Tarts does not alert you to the fact that there are other fruits involved, where the blueberry Pop-Tarts does.
Well, I assume that there's like an ingredients thing on the back.
There is, but I mean, you know, you're not looking at the ingredients when you buy it. There have been other cases that have, so this one's still up, but there have been other cases that have happened. Courts have tossed out mislabeled cases where they found it was clear no reasonable consumer would be confused. In 2009, Quaker Oats was sued for crunch berries not containing any berries. So, Captain Crunch berries. Many are settled.
Captain Crunch does not cut the roof of your mouth.
But yeah, so many are settled outside of court as it's a nuisance to handle these cases. Essentially, this lady's suing because there's not enough strawberries, or it's not alerted to the fact that there's not as many strawberries in the strawberry Pop-Tarts. And false advertising.
So wait, I'm looking at the side panel, mm-hmm. the nutrition panel.
Right.
And it says contains 2% or less of wheat starch, salt, dried strawberries, dried pears, dried apples, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like this is, I mean, come on. It's Pop-Tarts.
It's Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
No one's going to Pop-Tart for their daily food.
I'd be surprised if the strawberry Pop-Tart tasted like fucking strawberries at all.
my big thing is just more of this. Like,
by the way, who's buying strawberry Pop-Tarts? Okay, it's chocolate or nothing.
Mm. I like a brown sugar one, if you're going to put it
in. A brown sugar one?
Instead of a brown sugar, you put in the, toast that up. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay. Maybe I need to try a brown sugar Pop-Tart.
It's not bad. I mean, not don't just eat it. Like, don't open up the packet and eat it. You gotta toast it.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure.
I understand how Pop-Tarts work.
No, sometimes you eat a plain Pop-Tart and stuff, and there's certain flavors that work with that. Brown sugar's not one of them.
Well, they got a lot of fucking flavors.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many weird flavors, too. But no, so here's the thing, though, Robert. My thing is this. Is like, okay, fine. Whether they have a case or not, I'm like, what's the $5 million justification? Like, how are you saying that Pop-Tarts has done $5 million?
You gotta hit them with something so that way it gets them to change their... Yeah, get them to settle for less, or you get them to change their practices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's...
Because it's just so wrong what Pop-Tarts are doing.
Hey, look, you know what? I'm not... I got no problem with these people trying to fuck over Big Pop-Tart.
I mean, yeah, true.
Kellogg, really? Who owns Kellogg? Like fucking Nestle or some shit?
It's Kellogg. Or I don't know. Sorry, no. Kellogg is its own thing.
Oh, yeah. No. Kellogg is definitely...
I'm pretty sure
a subsidiary.
I'm pretty sure
something.
Kellogg is the one with subsidiaries.
Who owns Kellogg? This is good content right here.
Yeah, this is what the people need to know. This is what they came to the podcast for, this information.
You know what? You might be right. Kellogg is the
yeah. I'm pretty sure Kellogg is the one on top, and they have subsidiaries.
They make Pringles, and whatever Garden Burger is.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the veggie burgers.
So the brands that they have here are Eggo. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Garden Burger.
Weird.
Yeah. Pringles. Okay.
Yeah. Solid one.
And Sunshine Biscuits. That's the only four brands that they mention in like the top line of their Wikipedia page.
Sunshine Biscuit.
I don't fucking know, but you know, maybe the cereal is what you should.
Maybe we should talk about some cereal, the thing that made them all their money. But no. Sunshine Biscuits, what everyone's here for.
Huh.
All right, Robert. So, and maybe I'm just critical because I'm not. I've never been this dedicated to something. I mean, I grew up, I played some sports, I enjoyed them, but I was never dedicated to it. I work my job and I have a passion for it, but you know, I guess stories comes from the insider.
Okay.
Which one do
I don't read the Insider. Is this a reputable news source? I feel like it might be.
It's kind of, yeah. I mean, it looks reputable, but... okay, so here...
You can do it, Donnell.
Just reading these headlines, there's two of them. And the fact that these are two stories that both recently came out, and I will just go ahead and preface before I read this. These are two different women.
Okay.
They are not the same woman.
Gotcha.
Here's a storyline.
Are these the people that, like, glued their hair to their head?
Like I said, this is... So, all right, here we go. Here it is. A woman who pooped her pants halfway through a marathon and ran with it in her shorts until she crossed the finish line has achieved a personal record.
Nice.
So, in keeping pace, Tamara Tolarkson relieved herself mid-marathon without stopping. She says she doesn't regret it. She ended up beating her best time...
People tear themselves up for marathons, man.
I know. I've just never been so, like, I'm sorry. If I gotta take a crap, I'm not just be like, just going to do it in my shorts.
Well, I mean, okay. So finish the article.
So she doesn't regret it. Running can trigger bowels for a few reasons, but most runners handle the urge differently. So anyways, Tamara, I'm not going to try to say her last name again. A digestive tract is a well... Why would he put that here? It's a well-oiled machine. Whenever she has a race or a long day, her bowels automatically clear before she hits the road. Nothing was different the day of the Mountain to Beach Marathon, her sixth race of 26.2 miles distance in 2018. And yet, about halfway through the race, she realized she needed to go again. How she handled the urge was unusual, by pooping her pants. But she believes it served her well.
She was only halfway.
Yeah. Tamara ended up achieving a personal record as well as a legendary... A legendary status in her running circles.
I imagine the running circles are a Twitter about this, and it's all they're talking about. Man, halfway.
It's halfway.
I would say...
13 miles.
I would say a mile is the max. That, like, if I'm a mile away, I'm like, I'm going to try and hold it. And if it comes out, it comes out. But I got to make this race. I'm making a good time. Half, I'm like, I'll stop somewhere. But can we talk about how crazy the concept of a marathon is?
Mm-hmm.
Marathon is based off a guy that ran. I think his name was Marathon, or he ran from Marathon. His name was Marathon.
Okay.
And there was some big battle in Italy, and he had to run to tell the emperor, or Caesar, I guess, that they won the battle, and it was 26 miles. He got there, he said they won, and he died.
Yep.
He died on the spot. That's the story.
Yep.
And I'm just like, and this is what we choose to do? Is
exactly.
Like... So, how many people die a year running a marathon? I want to know. There's got to be a statistic.
Anyway, has to be.
So the second woman did the same thing?
Well, let me just finish a little bit with Tamara before we hop off to our next story. So see, she had just had a baby, and some people, which I think is weird, have said that after you get what they call new mom energy. Some runners say that they become faster after giving birth, which is weird.
I can see it.
So her training went really well. And she started
extra endorphins and probably a lot of extra blood flowing through your veins. And
her training went really well. And so she, her first race back after having a baby was the Mountain to Beach Marathon. And she thought she could set a new personal record, and she was on pace to do that. But at mile 13 or 14, she realized she needed to go to the bathroom. She didn't want to lose physical or mental momentum by stopping, nor did she want one pit stop to prompt her colon request several to request several. I thought, I don't know if it's possible to poop while running, but I will try. So she made the conscious choice. Like, she's just like, Yeah, I will try. And she said, I didn't want one poop to mess it all up. Oh, you messed up. So you're never wearing those shorts again. So without stopping, she relieved herself into built-in underwear in her shorts. I had to focus, she said. I continued on her way. It just came out and I felt a lot better. And there's more, but that's...
I said, man, I feel like that would just mess up your gait.
Yeah.
Like, man... All right. Next story.
So now we have Insider once again. And we have her name is Deirdre.
I like it.
Kina got to a marathon moments before the gun with time only to partly digest breakfast. So she's running late to the marathon, just barely finished breakfast. But I feel that's not a good way to start a marathon.
Yeah.
But within 5 minutes, she needed to relieve herself. And then did so every stop for 16 miles.
Oh, my God.
So she did not relieve herself in her shorts, but she was sprinting. Literally, she was sprinting from porter potty to porter potty.
But that's motivation. Race.
Yeah, that's motivation. As soon as you leave one, like, I get to the next one. See, do you want to guess how many times she went?
16.
No, only 9. Okay. But yeah, so she went 9 times while running. She had, and I don't know why, because she's run a lot of marathons, but her diet, it doesn't say what she had for breakfast, but she says loosely what she eats, and I'm like, this is terrible, includes Mexican foods and Halloween candy.
Okay.
And she bases it on that it gives her more energy to run and stuff. Experts recommend, and here's what experts, and this is why Mexican food sounds terrible, experts recommend avoiding greasy and cheesy food, pacing yourself and giving yourself plenty of time on site to warm up and use the bathroom. So this lady, I'm not saying she did have Mexican food, she probably, it was breakfast, but maybe. In my mind, she got up, had a bean burrito, hopped in the car, and got out the car just as they were firing the starting gun. She's like, oh, here we go. But she, like I said, she's a veteran. She's done 34 marathons. And she, in while running, she set a new personal record.
Nice.
So even with all the, both these ladies set records.
Motivation, man.
Motivation. The first lady, I questioned her mental just to be like, guess I'm going to poop myself. And this lady, I questioned her dieting choices for marathons. It's like Mexican food and Halloween candy. And then I'm going to run 26 miles.
Yeah, what did it? Do we know what her personal best was?
Let's see where it says.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know if she's any good.
Here's Kina. I just love her. Kina thought, talking about why she was late. Kina thought that the race started 30 minutes later. Like, this lady sounds, I'm not trying to insult her, but she sounds a little bit like a mess. I'm sorry. You're eating Mexican food and Halloween candy. You're showing up late to the race. She's like, oh, I thought it was in 30 minutes. Oh, crap. But once again, I guess you can't insult her because I've never ran a marathon and I don't plan to. And she's done 34. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say. She obviously knows something. Let's see where does it say her. Does it? I mean, it would feel like it would say.
So the Olympic men's record for marathon was set in 2008 at 2 hours and 6 minutes and 32 seconds. That means other lady ran for an hour at least.
Yep. So it doesn't say, but I will say, see, this Kina lady does sound like she's living this philosophy because he says, I'm a big, because you meet a lot of these running people who like, that's their life. That's all they do. And as Kina lady's like, I'm a big believer that if running starts to take over your life or takes away value, then you need to reevaluate, which I guess that's why she's just living her life. She's like, I'm going to eat Mexican food. I'm going to have candy. I'm going to poo every...
Well, I would assume she's done this before and it worked out fine.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's obviously world record or runner's world suggests not eating within 2 hours.
I feel like
you're
too hard on this lady.
No, no, I'm actually giving her some props because, like I said, one is her closing comment about not letting running overtake her life. I'm a huge thumbs up to that. And like I said, she's done 34 marathons. I've done zero and don't plan to do any.
So, wait. I think we're glossing over. So does she only run around Halloween time?
I mean, I think it's just candy. They probably just said Halloween candy, but just candy, Robert. It's not like she waits. I mean, if she does that.
Maybe it's got to be like some special Halloween candy that's only released at a certain time of the year. You know, like they have like the special Halloween version.
Oh, here we go. We do have our time. So her new personal record is 3 hours and 38 minutes.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? I could not run a marathon in any amount of time.
No.
So I'm not going to question of whether I'm not going to armchair be like, you didn't stick the landing. Like I can barely touch my toes, but I'm like, I stay on that bar beam. Like, jeez.
But yeah, I mean, I guess, like I said, she found what works for her, which is multiple bathroom breaks and Mexican food, which.
Yeah, that's a rough day.
That sounds like a really rough day, in my opinion. That just sounds like a bad time. So we have our last story, and I didn't realize it is also from Insider. Insider just got all of our stories this time around. And this is just more, I'm just more and more starting to try to understand. Do you think that people have just completely lost what it means to be in society because
I
of
have.
This pandemic?
I have.
Because there's just so many other things that people are doing now. They're like, what? How did you think this was going to play out or work? And that's where this story comes in. Here's the headline. Chicago woman who missed her flight at a Florida airport says there's a bomb in her checked baggage.
Oh, you don't say those words.
So Chicago woman who accused of telling airport staff that there was a bomb aboard the plane she just missed. The plane was rerouted and passengers were evacuated while executive search. Marina. Why does everybody's last name have to be so... Verbitsky?
I like it.
was taken into custody over the incident. So anyway, so officials said Chicago woman who was late for her flight in Florida told staff there was a bomb in her baggage aboard the part of aircraft, according to the news. The woman had been identified as Marina. Yeah, that sees where does it get to the part? The plane, while already taxiing, so it hadn't taken off yet, luckily, but was already taxiing, was rerouted because of the bomb threat. Passengers were evacuated. No explosives were found, officials said. Verbitsky said, while in custody, said that she made the false report because she was mad that she missed her plane and was hoping when it was brought back in, she'd be able to get on.
So her
and
checked luggage got on the plane?
Her checked luggage got on. Okay. She says, I have a bomb in my luggage.
Did she eat a burrito that morning? She spent too much time in the bathroom?
Her thought is, they'll turn the plane around,
yeah,
and then I can get on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Where in what world?
Yeah, not in your baggage. Can you say, I think there's a bomb in someone else's baggage.
Yeah. Because how are you going to explain that? How are you going to explain when they pull the plane around and let's say they do? You're like, if there is a bomb, like, well, no, I wasn't going to blow it up. But anyway, so.
Florida lady from Chicago.
Essentially. So where does it say? Oh, yeah. And I just want to know. I want to know. I mean, it sounds like they weren't. There's no answers to be had here.
So
anyway, so Verbitsky, and I want to know if they were on the plane or if they were there, because Verbitsky was traveling with her husband and son. And I'm just like, if I'm her husband, I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm
they were on the plane leaving
that,
her ass.
That's
there.
What I'm wondering is like, we're in the plane, but if not, I'm not saying that men need to control their women or anything, but I'm just saying in any scenario, man, woman, best friend, whatever, if you are standing next to someone you care about and they start going on about they have a bomb, that's when you quickly go, oh, don't mind her. She's lost her freaking mind. You get her the fuck out of there.
No. This is not the first time something like this has happened, and he knows just to sit by quietly and ride that wave. He's like, I cannot take any steps that do not make this worse for me. Yep.
So then it says, a quote is, it was a mistake. She was nervous about her son needing to go to school, which I'm like, that stuff. But here's the thing is, that comes from, and I'm like, part of me is like, is it her husband? Or is this another relative who wants no association? Because it says, that quote comes from an unnamed relative.
Nice.
And part of me wants it to be her husband. Like, ooh.
Yeah. No. Last name? No. Just the first name. Unnamed. Last name relative.
Yeah. Well, here's the kicker, Robert. This appears to be at least the second false bomb threat reported at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport in recent months. In July, a man
There's a Hollywood, Florida?
Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, apparently. I don't know.
Interesting.
In July, a man was accused of saying he had explosive in his luggage after a dispute over baggage fees. Don't get me wrong. Baggage fees can be bull crap, but you're like, oh, you're gonna charge me $20 to check my luggage, huh? Well, there's a bomb in it. Like, what is your game plan? What's gonna happen?
Can Congress fix that? Because we had to, like, let them do that.
Yeah.
And then they just... We're supposed to stop, but they just never did.
Mm-hmm. And they kept adding them too.
You know what? Don't fly places unless you're going like drive, man. Driving is fun. Gas is not that expensive. It is expensive right now.
It's not that expensive. But anyways, so after saying that he had a bomb in his baggage, the airport was forced to evacuate three terminals in hot operation for hours. He was arrested and charged with making a false report concerning planting bombs. And all I have to say, I mean, like I said, was this stuff happening pre-COVID? Like, were people always doing this? We just weren't paying attention? Are people...
Like, I think it was happening.
Or is it just we've been out of society for so long that when you get back in, you're just like, I'm going to say there's a bomb. That will solve my problems.
Yeah, that is... Flights are cheap right now, so like dumb people can afford them.
Maybe that's
got to be it.
That's it. The dumb people are able to fly. I just don't... Like, I just want to be inside their brain when they're like, I don't like this.
Bomb.
There's a bomb.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, and then what?
Never get on an airplane again for the rest of your goddamn life. Like,
what happens after you report there's a bomb in your luggage? How does this work out in your favor?
I'm with Quagmire. Some people still think it's an occasion. She get dressed up to fly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going in the space shuttle, hey, basically. You're going into the stratosphere.
I forget which comedian it is, but it might be Bill. Hey, I think it's pretty sure it's Bill Burr, who talks about whenever he hears people complaining about flying, and he's like, you're fucking flying.
Yeah.
You're literally being
Louis
thrown.
Louis C.K. has a good bit on that,
metal
too.
Tube. It might have been Louis C.K., but through a metal tube in the sky, you're defying God. And you're like, yeah, but I don't like this little bag of peanuts. It's like, yeah, that's how I always approach flying. Like, I love flying, actually. Even in coach, like, it's just to me, it's still amazing. The fact that we're
I
up
enjoy
in the air.
Flying. I do not enjoy the process of getting on and off the plane. No.
Yeah, all the stuff before the plane takes off, I'm like, this sucks.
There is no other thing in my life where I'm going to show up 3 hours early to an event. Could you imagine? It's like you got to go to the doctor's office and you just like show up three hours early.
So your appointment's at 7, so we're going to need you here at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous, the whole be here 3 hours early to get checked. And you just and then you just sit in the airport. You're just sitting there. You just...
Yeah, but they want you there. They want you to. They want you shopping at those shops and eating food.
How
there.
Many people? I mean, I guess maybe it's not.
Hey,
me.
You got 3 hours. You're gonna spend some time in
that
little mall.
I mean,
the
only time I shop at the airport is when I'm flying back from, like, when I flew back from Jamaica or when I flew back from like Ireland or and that stuff, because I was like, I might be able to get something one last moment thing. But if I'm flying back from New York, I'm like, what am I getting here in New York airport that I can't get back in like my thing? So like,
you never like.
I might get food, like I didn't bring food. But other than that, I've never bought anything really.
Yeah,
maybe
food.
Magazine.
Usually, I'll get if I have a morning flight, I'll go and you know have a drink and some breakfast at whatever restaurants near my gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never really bought anything. I mean, when I flew international, I did stuff through this little, you know, the little tax exempt.
Yeah,
thing,
duty free.
You know,
got to.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah, I don't know. I like flying. I like the I like turbulence.
Yeah,
I like when the plane shakes and shit. And I'm like, this is cool.
Even though I understand how flying works and I get all this stuff, still in my mind, I mean, I'm still amazed that okay, what
do
was
you
it?
Understand how flying works, Donald?
Yes, because you explained it to
me. Okay, good. Because this crazy
I
shit.
I think that might actually be on an earlier episode of Talking It. Because
the plane
positive.
Is not like. Hovering in the air, it's being sucked up by negative lower energy pressure because of the way that this wing is shaped. That's fucking crazy, man.
It's mind blowing. And like I said, actually, I know we've had this conversation because I always bring up like the fact that we figured out flying without even understanding what we were doing. Like with the Wright brothers, and they were like, yeah, we just put some wings on stuff and we get it up there. And they were just like, once they got it figured out, and the all of a sudden, like, yeah, it works. And I was like, yeah, but do you know what you're doing? Like, you're just like, we're flying.
The computer's
like,
doing
why?
It, and those planes don't just come out of the sky, as Superman says.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I'm talking about the original, like the original planes before computers, before we knew all the science.
Oh, yeah.
The Wright brothers, them when they just started doing it, and you're like, and you just. You don't have any idea why this is working, but just like, yeah, but it works, so here we go. Just like, are you mad?
How many people died just jumping off cliffs with wings?
Like, what was the thing is, looking up, now I can't remember what it was. It was like looking up the time frame. I think it was the time frame from when we first figured out how to fly till we made it to the moon. And you're just like,
oh, yeah.
That is insanity. We went from... being firmly planted on the ground, no one even imagined we could fly, to be like, hey, we can kind of fly. It's like, and now we're on the moon. You're like, what the? Yeah.
And now we got jetpacks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as expensive, but there are jetpacks out there.
I will, as we just did, I will question the human race and think that there are way too many of us who are idiots. But I also will, in the same note, say, we have done some ludicrous things. I'm like, what the hell were we even thinking when we started figuring
humans,
this stuff out?
Fuck yeah.
that's all I got for us, Robert.
Excellent.
Well, apparently, like I said, apparently I get all my news from the insider. I didn't even realize that, but yeah. And that's it. That's all.
As always, you can find us on our website, watchingitpod.com. You can find our Patreon, links to all the services where you can listen to the podcast. You can also message us through there at our email, watchingitpodcast@gmail.com. Donnell, what else should they do?
If you have been enjoying what you've heard from us, just give us those likes, ratings, and reviews, and help us to keep this podcast growing. All right. Bye.